One second here. This is terrible. It's a real disaster today here. All right. Okay, so all it means over here is that the bais issued a statement. Now, let's take a look over here at, I'll try to put quickly up on the screen, the targum. Let's see how fast we can do this. Okay. If I would have accomplished something today where I went, it would have been worth it. Problem is, where I went today, the whole thing was a total waste of time. Yeah, what else is new? Okay. This is taking way too long here. Bigash. Okay. Doesn't seem to be going too good here. Tanakh, Genesis, Parashas Vayigash. Okay. Language is Hebrew. Pasuk Parashas Vayigash. We have here the Mefarshim. We have here Rashi. And we have here the Targum. All right, here we go. Okay, Mr. Rapport, can you see now? Can you see on the screen now? Mr. Rapport, do you see the text? Did I lose you, Mr. Rapport? Do you hear me? Or Laza, could you hear me? I can't hear anyone.
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, you hear? Okay, okay, good, okay, good, okay. Okay, so let's take a look over here at Targum Unkelus. Targum Unkelus in this pasuk says, "Vayishma Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim heard." Okay, well, Yochel, Vayitin is called Bevchi. Here it is. Vayitin is called Bevchi. He gives up his voice and crying. Vayishma Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim. Here is Vayishma Beis Paro. Targum, V'hav Yoskali Bevchisa. He gives forth his voice with cries. V'shamu Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim hears. V'shema Enash Beis Paro. Okay, so we have over here, if you notice in the Targum over here on the screen, over here we have one word that's highlighted. The word that's highlighted over here is the word Enash, the people of the house of Paro. This parallels exactly what Rashi said. Rashi says here on this pasuk, Beis Paro does not mean the bais, the walls of Paro's house. What it means rather is, it means the household. Now, one more time. Look at the Targum one more time. Targum says, "V'hav yoskol bivchisa." He gave forth his voice in tears. V'ushma'u Mitzrayim, Egypt heard. Ushma enash. Notice the Unkelus adds in one word into the pasuk, the word enash, and that's exactly what Rashi comes to elaborate. Rashi picked up on this. Kiloimar. Every time Rashi is claiming that you have to stop sign, don't take it literally. Avodov uvnei beso, the people. Who are the people? Who is the Enash? Rashi is writing a commentary on Unkelus. Unkelus says what Enash. Rashi is now coming to explain to us who the Enash are. The Enash are his servants and uvnei beso. The ain't a lashon bias mamish. Does not mean literally bias. El kamo beis Yisrael, beis Yehuda. Just like we say the beis Yisrael, the beis Yehuda. The same exact idea. Okay, now I go to pasuk gimel. Vayeba Yosef elachav. Yosef says to his brethren, Ani Yosef, I am Yosef. Ha'oid avi choy, is my father alive? V'lo yachlu echov la'nois aso ki nifhalu mipunov, they were unable to answer him because they were terrified. Let's see the Targum Rashi. Targum Unkelus. Unkelus says, V'ama Yosef la'chov, this is the famous pasuk, gives us his brothers, Ano Yosef, I am Yosef. Ha'ad, that means still, ke'an now, abo kayom, is our father alive? V'lo yochilu achochila asava yosid, they were unable to answer him. Piskam. Now here is something very interesting. They were not able to answer him. Piskam. That is an extra word. Does not say that in the pasuk. The pasuk says v'lo yochlu echov la'anois oiso. And here the Targum says v'lo yochilu, they were unable, achol he his brethren, la'asova, to answer. That's la'anos. You'll say, well, you know, I take that back. Because the word la'asova means to return. And what the Targum is doing is something a little bit unusual. Because usually the Targum translates word for word, tit for tat, one word of Hebrew for one word of Aramaic. And here he's taking over here the word of anois, which means to what we'd like to translate in English, it means to answer. And he is giving us here, look at the English translation. Okay, the English translation, I put it on the English translation so we can see how they translate it in English, get a little bit of not that we are bound to follow what it says in the English, but it gives a little bit of an appreciation of what it says here. V'lo yochlu echov la'anois oso. His brothers could not answer him. Targum takes for la'anois oso, and he adds in the word, he explains it to mean, here, they were unable to la'asovo yosei piskam. Piskam means words, a matter, an expression. They were unable to return to Yosef words. In Aramaic, there's no such expression as answer. And the way Onkelos has to summarize the expression answer is with the words La'asovo yosei piskam. Why? Ki nifhalu miponov are isbihilu min kodomohi. Now that's pretty standard. Okay, now let's see Rashi. Rashi here says nifhalu miponov mibnei habusha. He's giving an explanation. Why were they embarrassed? Busha. And Rashi, you have to remember, is Lishi Tosoi. Because yesterday, we spent a lot of time on this. Yesterday, it says, Lo yochol yosef le'isapek l'chol ha'nitzavim olof. Yesterday, we learned a machloikis between Rashi and Onkelos as to the precise meaning of the word le'isapek. According to Rashi, the word le'isapek means lisboil. Yosef could not bear to witness his brothers be put to shame in front of other people. Onkelos, so according to Rashi, what is the word le'isapek? What is the subject of the word le'isapek? It is the brothers, really the subject of the brothers. Yosef is in full control, total control of the situation. He's aware that in a few moments, his brothers are going to be put to shame. Yosef could not tolerate his brothers being humiliated in the presence of the Egyptians. V'loyachol Yosef lehisapek, he was unable to bear the fact that his brothers will be put to shame in the presence of l'chol hanitzavim olav. Now, if you notice, I added a whole collection of words into the pasuk. Yosef was unable to bear, Rashi, lisbol, and I added in, to bear the humiliation of his brothers. Well, what would come upon them when he would reveal himself in the presence of L'chol HaNitzavim Olav? Therefore, Rashi now Lishi Tosin, just like Rashi here translates with Lisbol Shlo Yochel Lisbol to bear, She Mitzrim Nitzavim Olav V'shem Yishrech of Misbaishin, that's why Rashi now Lishi Tosoi, when it says here, Vayoymer Yosef Elachov Ani Yosef, Ha'oid Ovichoy, V'lo Yochlu Echov La'anois Oso Ki Nifhalu Miponav. What is the translation of the words Ki Nifhalu Miponav? They were ashamed of themselves. They were embarrassed. Rashi puts the two together. What it said yesterday is what it says over here. Now, what about Onkelos? Onkelos yesterday disagreed. And when it says Sivlo Yochel Lehisapek, it has nothing to do with Busha. We're not talking about embarrassment. We're talking about Yosef is losing control. Yosef was unable to compose himself because of seeing his brothers suffer, they say, "Avol Hashem anachnu alachinu asher inu asras nafshay." Yosef is the one that's unable to strengthen himself. According to Ungelis, the word lehisapek means to be mechazek. Yosef was unable to strengthen himself and maintain his composure, and therefore he caved in, and he had no choice but to say, "Enough is enough, ani Yosef." Now, according to Ungelis, as you've seen Ungelis from yesterday, go to Ungelis, it says, "V'yachal Yosef le'ischasono." The word le'ischasono means to be strong. He was unable to keep a strong face when his brothers were being humiliated. This has nothing, when his brother, I'm sorry, I take it back, that was Rashi. Yosef was unable to keep himself strong because Yosef saw how much pain his brothers were experiencing in this whole episode, so therefore Yosef said, "I can't take it anymore. I don't." The issue was not about his brothers. It's about himself. So now, when it says in this pasuk, "Ki nifhalu miponav," this has nothing to do with busha. It has to do, they were terrified. They weren't embarrassed. They were terrified. This is Yosef. They were confused. They were terrified. They were just lost in a state of shock. So that is why the Targum says, "Is bihilu." They were in a matzav of behola. Unkelis makes no mention of busha. Rashi, though, says the word nifhalu mibnei habusha, because Rashi is lishitasai and Unkelis is lishitasai. Okay, so that's what this whole shiur is about, trying to bring out the chidushim in Rashi and Unkelis. Over here is very, very, and also if you go, these two psukim, they go together. What was the breaking point in this critical moment? A fundamental disagreement between Rashi and Unkelis. According to Rashi, Yosef is in total control of the situation. And Yosef now makes a decision. The time has come. I will reveal myself. It's not because of a weakness, a frailty. I'm overwhelmed. I'm not overwhelmed. There's no issue whatsoever. The time has come now for me to reveal myself. And I'm aware when I will do this, my brothers will be put to shame. I want to minimize their shame by telling the Egyptians to get out of here. And exactly what he thought happened. He revealed himself. They were full of shame to the degree where it says, "Ki nifhalu miponav," and that's what Rashi says, they were put to shame. Unkelis could not disagree more. Unkelis, we're not concerned about the shame of the brothers. And perhaps there was no shame. That's not the issue. Who says they were ashamed of what happened? That's not part of the conversation. What's part of the conversation here is that, and this, a lot of Mepharshim speak like this. Usually they ignore Rashi, they really focus. A lot of the Mepharshim, they learn like this. Yosef Be'emes did not want the story to end here. Yosef, according to many, I think maybe the Ramban says it, Mr. Rappaport, maybe you know better, you know the old details. According to many of the Mepharshim, Yosef wanted the story to go on. He wanted that he would take Binyamin hostage and he would give back Shimon to the brothers and he would tell the brothers, "Get out of here. I'm giving you 10 minutes to leave Mitzrayim or I'll kill you all. Get out of here. I am keeping Binyamin as a slave and all of you people get out of here." The brothers would have no choice but to leave. They would go back to their father, Yaakov, and Yaakov would see all of them and Shimon. And who would he not see? He would see that Binyamin is missing. And what would happen there next? Yaakov himself would go down to Mitzrayim to get back Binyamin. And that's where the reunion would take place. According to many of the Mepharshim, that was Yosef's original plan. What happened? Plan B. V'lo yochol Yosef lehisapek. Yosef was unable to control his own emotions. He couldn't deal with this. He could not deal. The problem that caused the plan to change was not anything other than himself. I just can't go through this anymore. I cannot continue to witness the pain that my brothers are in. Not their busha. What kind of busha? We're not talking about busha. I just can't continue to witness what's happening over here. So therefore, according to, and that's really what Unkelus says. Unkelus learned like that Mahalich. The plan was to go further, to take Binyamin as a hostage and send the brothers back home. And that would cause Yaakov Avinu himself to come down to Mitzrayim. But Yosef, he was the problem. He's no longer able to le'ischasona, to be strong, to hold back, because he was falling apart. So therefore, he revealed himself prematurely. According to Rashi, there's no mention of that. According to Rashi, you get the indication, this was part of the plan. Adkan, he saw that Yehuda, he saw that the brothers were now willing to risk their lives for Binyamin. Okay, Adkan, the mission has been accomplished. Mission accomplished, thus, now I will reveal myself to my brother on my terms. Oh, but there's going to be collateral damage. They're going to be put to shame, and they're going to be put to shame in the presence of all of the Egyptians. Okay, so that we're going to take care of. That we're going to go tell the Egyptians to step outside. Okay, so we have Rashi, Lishitase, and Unkelus, Lishitase. Okay, next pasuk. Vayoymer Yosef Elechav Yosef to his brothers, Gushun Olai Vayigosh, come near me. Vayoymer Ani Yosef Achichem Asher Mechartem Oisi Mitzroima, I am Yosef, your brother, the one that you sold to Egypt. Targum says here, what does this mean? Ucha'an? No, that's the next pasuk, the wrong pasuk. Here's the right pasuk. Vamar Yosef Lachohi. Yosef said to his brothers, Kirivu Ka'an, come near now. Unkelus always, we learned this yesterday, Unkelus got into trouble yesterday because it says the word vi'ata and the word na at the same time. But over here it only says one word, so it's not a problem. The word na, according to Unkelus, always means now. Vayoyme Yosef el echav gishu, come near na, now. Not please. Not please, but now. Notice, Unkelus learns that Yosef's in control. Unkelus l'shitasai, Yosef is in full control of the situation. Yosef is not emotional at this point. Yosef knows exactly what's going on here. He's calling the shots, and therefore he talks to them, he makes demands. Don't back away. Don't step back. Come near now. Come close to me now. Gishu no now Eli. Vayigashu, they listened, they obeyed, they came near. Vayomer, and he said, Ani Yosef Achim, I am Yosef, your brother. Asher mechartem oisi mitzroima, I am the one whom you sold to Egypt. So Vayomer, lachoy kirivu ka'an, now live osi, ukirivu, they came close. Vamar, he said, Ano Yosef Achuchain, di zabintun yosi limitzroim, I am the one who you sold to Egypt. Okay.
But he was talking to them according to Unkelus, very firm.
Yes.
Very tough.
Yes. Yes, because according to Unkelus, everything goes back. Hakol halicha makam echad. It all goes back to this word, le'isapek. Velo yochol Yosef le'isapek. Just the opposite. Unkelus learns Voyochol Yosef Lehisabek means he could not control himself. According to Rashi, he's in full control. According to Rashi, Yosef is in full control of his emotions. According to Unkelus, Yosef is having a meltdown. Now, he's having a meltdown, yet he's still saying, according to Unkelus, he says, no means now. He's making a demand. Don't step away. Come close to me. Even though Yosef is having a meltdown, still he's telling them, he's speaking firm in this respect, come close to me now. Targum always translates the word no as now. Okay, so come near me now, and they come near him, they listen, and then he says, what does he say to them? Vamar, ano Yosef achuchon, I am Yosef, your brother, di, Zabintun Yosi Limitzroim, the one that you sold to Egypt. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Gishuno Eli, Ro'o Oisom Nisagim Lachar. Now Rashi is going to be Lishitasoi. Everything has to follow in this theme throughout the entire story. According to Rashi, Yosef is in full control. Yosef realizes that when he reveals himself to his brothers, they're going to be ashamed of themselves. There's going to be busha. So he sees they're running away. They're ashamed. And he says, don't back away. Come close to me. According to Rashi, no, you have to assume means please. It's good. It makes good sense. According to Rashi, Yosef is in control. Yosef is not having a meltdown. It is the brothers who are having the meltdown. They're put to shame. And he speaks to them with terms of endearment. Please come near me. Omar, Achshav Achai Nichlomim. You see, Rashi is already the third pasuk. The third time Rashi mentions this Yisoid. Yosef knew that when he will reveal himself to his brothers, they will be put to shame. And he's now trying to minimize the damage. Number one, he sent out the servants. No one should see them in this matzav. Now then, indeed, vayivhalu mipanav b'bnei habusha. And now when he sees the degree of how much busha, he calls them b'loshen racha v'sachanunim. No! Ein no elo l'shoin bakosha. Of bakosha racha v'sachanunim. It's mamish l'shitose. It's perfect. It really works out well. V'her Elohem. And now Rashi is a new Yisrael. And this is a little bit bizarre, right? A little bit bizarre to us. He showed them Shehu Mohol. What is that all about? Shehu is Mohol. Yeshuno Eli, come near me. Rashi's coming to tell us, what is the expression come near? Why near? Because from far, I guess you can't really see if a person has a bris milah. Is that really true? I don't know. Is that really true? You can't tell from far that a person has a bris milah. You have to come near to see. Or just the word Geshuno Eli is an expression which means let me show you something private. It doesn't necessarily mean that from far you can't see. Maybe you can see from a very great distance. You can see the person has a bris milah or not. But the point is, you don't go around. People don't go around showing people, look, I have a bris milah. You don't do that. No, that's not normal to do. But a bris milah is something that's private. So by saying come near me, it's indicating I want to reveal to you something that's private. And that is, I have a bris milah. What's the big deal? He has a bris milah. Everyone in Egypt has a bris milah. It wasn't that last week's parasha? Last week's parasha, when there was starvation, he told all the Egyptians, he told them, wait. Is that this week's parasha? That's this week's parasha. I'm sorry, that's this week's parasha, not last week's parasha. Later, he told the Egyptians, when the famine started getting really intense, they all had to have a bris milah. That was the condition. He told them a bris milah. And so what's it all about? Having a bris milah. Okay, so there's a lot of, this is not our shir, but there's a lot of drush on this. And in essence, a bris milah, we have to remember, in Masechta Kedushin, is one of the mitzvahs, which the Gemara, the Mishnah calls a mitzvah habein al ha'av. And what does that mean? It is a mitzvah that is done to a child, and the obligation to make sure that a child has a bris milah falls squarely upon the father. Bris milah is the mitzvah which is mechaber, a father and a child, because it is the duty of the father to make sure a child has a bris milah. An 8-day-old baby can't take care of himself. And the mother, it's not her obligation, for one reason, because she is not shayach in the mitzvah of bris milah. And we have a principle that if a person himself is not shayach in the mitzvah, does not have a connection to the mitzvah, it cannot possibly be that you have an obligation to make sure someone else does that mitzvah. You have to be obligated in the mitzvah for yourself or be connected to the mitzvah personally before you can be obligated to make sure that someone else fulfills this mitzvah. So a woman who is has no connection to this mitzvah of bris milah, she cannot possibly have an obligation to make sure that someone else has this mitzvah. So who else? It's not the mother, it's not the child, Bezdin. Maybe it's the Bezdin, the community leaders, the rabbi. He has the obligation to make sure all of his congregants have a bris milah. So the truth is, there's a lot of truth to that. There's a possibility. We learn from that. Unamalta, the Gemara makes a long drasha. But That's the bottom line. Is it's an elaborate Gemara, all the details. The bottom line is the Gemara concludes based upon drasha is that the one that has the obligation to make sure the child is a bris milah is the father. Thus, what is the limit of bris milah? I am directly connected to my father. What he's basically doing over here is, I want to suggest, and this is, we're going here off on a tangent on Jewish instead of learning Uncle Rashi, is that Yosef is saying, Yosef, the brothers obviously, when they look at Yosef, you're the Mishnah Lamelech. You've been in a power of authority for all these years, at least 9 years. Why didn't you call dad? Why didn't you do something about this? If you're alive and you're successful, don't you realize you have a father that's in agony? Why didn't you do anything for your father? So Yosef shows them, look, don't suspect that I'm guilty, that I don't care about my father. I let my father languish away. Don't accuse me of wrongdoing. Every single day I think about my father. And by showing them the bris milah, that is how he is conveying to them that my thoughts, my heart and mind is one with my father. I think about him every single day. Because bris milah is the mitzvah which is done to a child and upon whom the obligation goes to the father. Mitzvas habein, Al Ha'av. Okay, that's a little bit of a Jewish why he showed that he was Ma. Now let's go look over here. So therefore this is the Targum. Now does Targum have any indication? The only main difference between Rashi and the Targum over here is the word Na. It's an amazing difference. It's a word which most of the time we totally ignore. But in this context over here, it has major, major ramifications. Here, the word na, according to Rashi, means please. Lashon of racha v'sachanunim. I see you're embarrassed. No, ein no ella l'shoin bakasha. Don't be embarrassed. But Unkelus never translates the word na to mean please. He always translates the word na to mean now. There's no emotion being expressed over here. The one that's having the meltdown is Yosef. Yosef is the one that's having the meltdown. And the brothers, they're cool and collected. And they're calling the shots. So Yosef has to say to them, don't leave here. Don't leave. Come here. Now. Now. I demand you don't, just because I'm having a meltdown and you're composed and you're cool about all this, don't walk out of here. Come here. Come here now. Okay? It's a very different story. If you would make a film, a motion picture film, about the meeting, the admission of Yosef, his revelation to his brothers, it would be a completely different film if you were following the script of Rashi versus the script of Unkelus. It would be such a different script. You would have to get different actors. You know, you always need the right actor for the right character. It's a shidduch. Okay, I remember once, like going over Havdalos, there are a lot of, there are certain films out there in the world that are really, the screenplay is shvachemaisis. It's not, the story behind the film, nothing special. It's a boring plot. And yet these films have become classics. Why? It's the actors. It's the actors, the chemistry between the actors. It's a mazel. It just somehow creates a dynamic which just becomes a classic. And then you have films whose screenplay is utterly brilliant, but bad mazel. They selected actors that just don't fit the characters. And the result is a disaster. It just doesn't come out well. Here, you have a very different story between Rashi and Unkelus, a very different story. Who is the one that is having the meltdown? According to Rashi, it's the brothers. Yosef is cool and collected. He is strong, he is firm, he is calculated. He knows exactly what he's doing. According to Unkelus, it's more like at the other Mefarshim, that this is not the way it was supposed to end. The story was supposed to go on for another parasha. And what happened? It got cut short. The whole story was cut short. Why was it cut short? Because Yosef is the one who had the meltdown. And the brothers, they were strong. Okay, now we go to the next pasuk. The saga continues. V'yatoa now. Everyone has to translate the words V'yatoa now. Al te'otzu, do not be sad. At least that's how we translate the word. We have to see more clarity. V'yal yichar be'enichem, do not be sad, and do not be angry. Okay, these are different emotions. Do not be sad, do not be angry. Ki mechartem oseina, this that you have sold me, you have sold me to Egypt. Ki l'michya shalchani elokim lifnechem. Hashem has sent me here for life. L'michya b'loshon of chaya. Chayim. Chay. Look at the English translation over here. It was to save life that God sent me ahead of you. Ki l'michya shalchani elokim lifnechem. So let's see over here the Rashi. Rashi l'michya. L'yois lochem l'michya. I should be a source of life for you. What does Unkelus say here? Unkelus uchan na'lo tis nisun. Now what does it mean tis nisun? Here we have to see v'lo yiskof be'enechon. What does it mean yiskof? Arei zabintun yosi hocha arei l'kayama shelachani Hashem kodomechon. Hashem sent me l'kayama. L'kayama means to sustain you. There should be life. Now, before we wind down, is there a machlokes in Rashi and Unkelus on the word l'michya? L'yois lochem l'michya. What's l'michya? Sustenance. L'michya actually means life. It means, over here he says for life. I'm not so sure the English translation here is correct. Okay? Al oretz v'al ha-michya v'al t'nuva sasode. The word michya ordinarily means, what is what michya ordinarily means? It means sustenance. I'm here in order to provide you with food. Now, food translates into life. Does it really? If you don't have food, does it automatically you're going to die? Not necessarily. Okay, maybe you'll find another way to survive with a very small amount of food. But l'michya means I'm here to provide you with, you know, a gracious amount of food. What does Unkelus say? Unkelus says the word l'michya, his translation is l'kayama. L'kayama means to live, to exist. It could very well be that the person who wrote the English translation over here, to save life, fits better with the translation of the Targum. But according to the translation of Rashi, who says l'michya means for life? L'michya means for food. I'm the one that's going to be the one that's going to give you food. Let's say I don't give you food. So guess what? Harbe shaluchim l'makoim. Someone else will give you food. You'll go somewhere else to find food. You'll create your own artificial food. I'm the one that's going to be the provider of the food. According to Unkelus, it's your existence depends upon you. Just to wind down, what does it mean over here, the other two words? So Rashi is silent on the word, on those other two words. But what the other two words are, V'yata now, do not, Chan lo tis nosun. What does that mean? So over here explains tsar. And lo yiskaf, he doesn't really explain, do not be tough. Do not have pain. See, this is a very interesting translation. We have to remember, according to the Targum, the one that's having a meltdown, is Yosef. The brothers are not having a meltdown. So when he says, now do not have pain, not not sadness. Ordinarily, how do you translate this word? Don't be sad. If you are embarrassed, you're sad. That translation will be fit very well according to Rashi. Rashi says you could not tolerate to see his brothers be put to shame. When you put to shame, you're sad. But according to Unkelis, it's not a matter of being sad. According to Unkelis, the issue over here is they're not sad. They don't have pain that it's come to this. It's a whole different translation than what you would expect. Because everything, I believe, really goes back to this machlekes, this fundamental machlekes, exactly what was the mood of the brothers. Here, I would say, tomorrow, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Tomorrow night, I have to go to a yard site su'udah. Someone that asked me to come to participate in this yard site for a young person that passed away. I have an obligation to be there. So I'm not going to be here tomorrow night. So I don't know yet what the plan is for tomorrow. Either Rabbi Maevsky will say the shir, or maybe we'll get a guest, someone else will say the shir, or maybe there'll be no shir. So whatever will be is Blineda, I will send a text, a WhatsApp message tomorrow, telling earlier
maybe
in the
you
day.
Can give us shir from the art side.
No,
place.
It's not. I'm not the balabosta. I'm
you could give a speech.
I'm not giving a speech. I was not asked to speak. I'm not speaking. I'm just there. I have to be there. Just whatever. That's the situation. There's certain things in life you all know better than me. Like Jackie Mason, you have to just show up. That's the way it goes. Okay, I have no
okay,
just to guess there. So I'll let you know tomorrow what the story is. Thank you all for coming. I apologize for
shut
my
out.
Lateness. And be well. Zay gesund.
Thanks.
Be well.
Good night, Norman.
Good night. Norman, you there? All right, good night, Arisa, good night.
Recording stopped.